from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You want to know from us what we know about what happened at practice today. All right, Mike, before we get into the particulars, I'm going to let you hear some cuts from Raheem Morris as well. Bijan Robinson stopped by the show in the 2 o'clock hour. Let you hear him coming up in about 10 minutes. But you said one of the things today was Calais Campbell, who obviously played with us last year. Terrific human being, man. He's a guy you want to cheer for. A lot of people thought he was coming back. I never did, Mike. I thought they were going to go younger and more athletic, right. And they did. But Calais Campbell is still playing, and he's with the Dolphins now.
Yeah, and he was talking about the Falcons. I know D-Led's got that video, and he was saying that some good things about what this team looks like, the new-look Falcons. A lot of the roster has certainly changed from the time he was here last season. He's led co-leader of sacks along with Bud Dupree.
Yeah, new defensive coordinator, obviously, and Jimmy Lake, and a lot of new faces. Today, guys, just the gist of it, all right? Here's the deal. From what we're hearing, good day for the Falcons. Clark Phillips had a good day. He had a pick. Michael Penix is working with the twos. Covering Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle was one of the reasons they went down there, because they want to see how they fare against two of the best wide receivers in the league. Mike Hughes, and we've spent a lot of time on this,
right.
Who's going to be that second corner opposite of A.J. Terrell? Well, I'm not surprised, but he'll beat Hughes over the top on a big play today.
Look, it's the best wide receiver, the athlete that the NFL players consider the number one guy.
Yep. You are my number one guy.
So Tyreek Hill beats him. Now, we don't know if the safety was late in the rotation.
Correct.
Or whatever, but either way, we're a little concerned. That's why there's other guys that are better that are out there, but they still like who they've got. Clark Phillips makes a nice adjustment on the ball mid-flat. I presume that was Tua that made that throw, and he comes up with the pick. But, yeah, Hughes gets beat, so that's something that, you know, Hughes gets beat by Tyreek Hill. Don't know the circumstances. But, yeah, he got burned. A lot of guys get burned by Tyreek Hill.
The good news is, and I think this is the best news for me all day, was Falcons offensive line held up against the D-line. We're talking about the Dolphins. And if you're going to run the football effectively, and, Mike, you've got to protect Kirk Cousins,
right.
Then those are the things you want to hear. Just a few news notes. And Braylon Trice, by the way, he was ill, so he made the trip, but he did not participate. We expect he'll participate tomorrow down there in Miami. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, because before practice started today, he was asked about his relationship with Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach.
It's awesome, you know, being with Mike for all those years here in Atlanta and having the ability to grow with him. I remember moving over to offense. He was one of the people that was a part instrumental in, like, teaching me the offense and what we did with Kyle Shanahan and some of those things. So that was a really good experience. And we go way back to Washington days. And, I mean, it's just so much history there between us. And that's like my little brother. He's one of those guys I talk about all the time. And
yeah, man. Coach Brah was here initially as a, you know, offensive quality coordinator, all that stuff. Then he was an offensive assistant with Shanahan. As you mentioned, he alluded to the Shanahan time with the then Redskins. So he makes it out there to San Fran. Of course, then Coach Brah has been the head coach. A lot of pressure on him to fire up the offense. But yeah, they got a relationship, so they get to work on some of the things. So I think both, you know, he'll say, the coaches have to say, we want to focus on this. Let's do some of this and that. We apparently ran the ball well, even from some of the Dolphin fan sites I'm looking at. Says they like to at least gave us an edge in the trenches, which is something you and I have been talking about all offseason.
Well, wait until you hear Bijan talk about whether or not he got in the end zone. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Raheem was talking about facing the Dolphins wide receivers, and we just talked about Mike Hughes and, you know, Clark Phillips. These guys, the thing I like about Clark Phillips, and again, nothing you're going to do about his size, okay?
He's tough as nails.
And he's a playmaker.
Right.
He is a guy that is a ball hawk. He was that in college. It's why he was who he was at Utah. But this is Raheem Morris talking about facing those wide receivers.
That's the reason you come down here. You know, anytime you would get a chance to get that different competition and be a chance to go against guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle and all those, all the different guys they got. You know, you can go through the list and this is the team that competed in the Olympics the other day in a 4x1. So to get out here and to be able to cover those things and go through some of the details, you know, and you learn through the adversity that you put your team through. And these are one of the adverse situations you'll be able to put them in.
Yeah, and they seem to look, again, there'll be some good and some bad when you're going up with guys that caliber, but that's why it's great that we get this. Now, the only drawback is the fans won't get to see any of this stuff on Friday night.
Yep.
As far as, you know, our ones going up against their ones, because no one's going to play their guys, for the most part, in the NFL in the first week of the preseason.
No. And that's why this work is so critical. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is our Falcon Report, guys, and you can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game, and you can always text us at 404-726-0929 as we talk about day one of practice down there. Again, they'll practice again tomorrow. Thursday, it's the Falcons by themselves, and then Friday will be the first preseason game. Our coverage begins at 5 o'clock. Mike, one of the things you've been asking is, where's this pressure going to come from? And Raheem Morris was asked today before practice about what happened in L.A. How did you guys develop a successful pass rush in L.A.? Listen to this.
All at different times. You know, for Kobe, it was almost right away. It was, you were almost scared to admit it for Kobe because it happened so early. It happened in, like, OTA days. And you're, like, always scared to overjudge upfront person. And we were thinking, man, this guy's got the mental capacity. If he can hold up once we get to camp. It'd feel really good. For BY and some of those guys, it happened a little bit later. BY, I remember, believe it or not, it was in a joint practice versus Denver. And he really came to life in those practices. And then he followed up with another one versus LA, whichever way those things went. I forget was exactly which way. But it was a joint practice when he came to life. And like those younger guys, particularly up front, when they got into these joint practices, really stepped out of their bunks, of their comfort zones, and really showed us what they were possibly capable of doing. And it was fun.
Yeah, and that's why you and I spent so much time pre-draft and looking at the Rams draft picks in 2023 that Raheem Morris was obviously a part of the combine scouting and talking with the Rams scouting department. BY is Byron Young. You know, Tennessee fans know him. Kobe's Kobe Turner out of Wake Forest. Both those guys got after it, and they really competed and had a ton of sacks and were super impactful. Of course, they got one of the best, you know, defensive players ever in Aaron Donald with them. So then you look at Rook, Braylon Trice, who, by the way, is ill, so it must be a stomach thing or whatever. He's not participating just yet. Brandon Dorlus, J.D. Bertrand, you heard on Andy Randy. Can any of those guys that we took in the mid-rounds compete the way those guys did? If the evaluation was similar with Ra involved, I like that.
I do think they went and got a bunch of guys. I'm talking about the guys we drafted this year who fit that makeup. Now, are they players?
Right.
He just told you. One guy, you kind of felt like, okay, he's going to be a player. The other guy, it took a minute, but then they realized, okay, yeah, I think we're in that process right now, Mike. Maybe you find that out this week.
Right, because some guys, they turn it on when it's real competition. Some guys have a hard time. We've heard about that. Some guys, conversely, look great when they're in shorts and then, you know, kind of wimp out when they're putting the pads on. Today was one of those days where after you finally, you know, you finally get to hit somebody else, there was a defensive player that knocked down Drake London, and next thing you know, we got a Donnybrook. It was shenanigans. So, I mean, look, it's just a nice old-school kind of scrimmage fracas. Ethan Bonner and Drake London start scrapping, and then everybody comes out and gets on the field, and they're all messing with each other, which, again, team-building exercise, Carl. Like to see a little fight, right?
I just want to see, and not that one scuffle equates to this, but I do think your team needs to have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have an attitude about us. And you figure that out through one or two things. One, Mike, you punk people,
right.
Or you do it through your play, meaning your offense is so dynamic, teams fear you. Your defense is so physical, teams fear you. It just depends on how it happens. But for me, I'm all about this. Like we said this, and by the way, this doesn't surprise me. It was Drake and not somebody else. I know you guys think like Drake's cool and, right. You know, nice guy. Drake plays with an edge, man. He's got a little edge about him. And I like the fact that he plays the way he does. So it doesn't surprise me when we get word that, hey, he was the guy involved in this. And then his teammates said, hey, you know, they all bucked up and ran out there and said, what do you want to do?
Right.
But I just think that's my deal, Mike. As we head into the season, how do you create that edge that you need going into a season, a long season, where you're trying to win a division and get back to the playoffs.
Everybody, you know, is seeing these videos. You saw what happened with the Giants. You know, Malik Nabers starts a scrap by basically punking a guy in the Lions. That really was something that was worthy of a scrap. But as D-Led reports, it was a pass to London. He threw down Ethan Bonner, and then apparently it was Elijah Campbell knocks London into Bonner, and then they start throwing down. Everybody gets involved, which was cool. And then later on, Calais Campbell, we listened to the audio. It was kind of crappy. It was a scrum audio, but basically Calais Campbell talking about a lot of friends over there on that side, a lot of good memories, connecting with everybody. Said that he says his team looks pretty solid, looks strong. Talks about some of the size and said, hey, you know, that's something to be expected when you get into a scrimmage like this and guys finally get to fire on another team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.